Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
What's good, After Buzzers? You are watching the Jane the Virgin After Show on AfterBuzz TV. I'll be your host, Stephanie Georgie. You can follow me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie. And before we get started, don't forget to subscribe to our page below if you haven't already. Find us on SoundCloud, iTunes, rate us 5 stars. Let us know what you think so that we can bring you more. Today, I'll be co-hosting with Francesca Dugan.
Hello,
thank
hello.
You for joining us. Where can they find you on Twitter?
Twitter, Instagram, XOXOCESCA.
Excellent. She's actually going to be subbing in for Sam for the next 3 weeks. And then, unfortunately, Sean isn't here as well. He sends his love. He will be back. He's just very sick. So make sure to tweet at him and let him know how much you love him. Okay, today was... We're discussing chapter 35. It was kind of emotional, kind of not really just emotional during the part with Xiomara for me, but...
And Raphael. Okay, everything was emotional.
This clap right here is for my girl, because guess what, everybody? She's Team Raph.
Yes.
I know.
Yes.
Not that it matters, because all of you commenting are Team Michael, and I understand that. I really do. But... Sorry about it. Y'all are not on the show. Sean's not here. You guys know he's Team Michael. We love Michael, but we're gonna put our sentiments towards Raph today.
Always.
But we're gonna start with Luisa. She's back on the wagon. Or she's off the wagon.
She fell off pretty hard.
I don't know what the colloquialism is, but what is it, James? She fell off the wagon?
I believe when you're off the wagon, you're still using alcohol. When you're on the wagon, you're sober and clean.
Yeah, okay, she fell. She fell far.
She fell. And we get a hint of this because Lena, Jane's best friend, which we found out last week by Yara Martinez, a.k.a. Luisa, that she's Colombian. Holla at your girl. They accuse her of stealing alcohol. She cracks me up because she's like, of course I drink on the job, but I bring my own booze. Duh. So then we find out that when they do like a little stakeout, they find out that it's Luisa stealing the alcohol. And she does this because, and I should have written this down, but it was exactly like 17 hours, 13 minutes and something since Rose died, her lover. So she had to have a drink.
She was destroyed. And she saw her dead too.
She did see her dead, choked out on the ground with some
blue ribbon.
All right, Francesca. Yeah. Okay, so Luisa, poor thing, she's drinking again. However, I really liked seeing her relationship with Jane because I thought that it was very like cuñadas.
That
like
was really
sister-in-laws.
Cute. It was, because mostly we don't really see her interacting with Jane. It's mostly Raphael involved with all of them. So it's cute. She's like, please don't tell Raphael. Please don't tell anyone. And she really doesn't have anyone else besides Rafa. I keep calling him Rafa.
Is that what you and your cousin call him?
Yeah, probably. Oh, or maybe okay. It's just in my head because it's shorter. I don't know. Sorry, Rafael. But yeah, so it was cute leaning on her. And she, I mean, Luisa's kind of, I love her character because she's always wacky. Mm-hmm. And she's supposed to be grown and mature, but she's
a hot mess.
A hot mess. She's a kid. And she, you know, she got caught. Oh, thank God, Jane, that you caught me. I'm not going to drink anymore. Please don't tell my brother. It's going to be great. And then next thing you know, she's tossing five or two more shots back at the bar with the synchronized swimmers.
Which I love, because I love that her lesbian character is like a baller one. Like, she got game like that. She stays trying to be with women, so it's super cute. But she was hilarious, and I think she played drunk very well.
So good.
She made me laugh. She's like, please don't take me back to the Marbella. We're in here. She's like, what?
We all know we've had nights like that.
Yeah, seriously. but there wasn't much to that except for the fact that then we see her later with Barnett, whom apparently has grown feelings for Luisa.
Did you not see that coming, though?
I mean, I did.
Yeah. Okay. It was kind of the last episode made me kind of like, wait, have they...
Are they smashing right now?
Yeah, is this unsaid? And then in the beginning with the narrator saying, you know, it's been blah, blah, blah hours, I thought they were going to say since they hooked up.
Right.
But they didn't. But mm-hmm. I think that's coming.
Yeah. And I'm really surprised that Barnett would even be involved with something like that. I mean, that's just a lot.
There's something up with her.
I don't know. She's looking for love, too. She's vulnerable like Luisa.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we leave it at that, and then Barnett tries to convince her to go to rehab so that she can take her out.
So sweet.
So sweet. Okay. next on my list of things to speak about, Xiomara and Rogelio and their undying true love.
They crack me up.
Me too.
Both of them.
Okay, but she made me really emotional because... Well, okay, before we get into it, I like the scene where they're reading lines and...
Hot and steamy.
Yeah, it got hot with the quickness. And she's right, it was ex-sex. It happens a lot, and sometimes it's. I think the sex is better because you're not supposed to have it, but you want it.
Right.
And I guess we all like a little bit of forbiddenness.
And comfortability at the same time.
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
Whatever, but comfort. but no, that was great to see. And then it was funny for Jane to catch them. Like she said, Rogelio running out like a high school boy.
And how he ran out the door. Took off. He cracks me up so much. I mean, we've all had that where we really, really care about someone. And you're just holding on to like the slightest, tiniest hope. And we see Rogelio saying, like, you do whatever you can for someone that you love. So, I don't know. I feel like this is going to be an mm-hmm. ongoing, like...
Me too. I think it's weird, though, that they're stuck on Xiomara, like, changing her mind, or that he's stuck on her having a kid or him thinking that she might change her mind. Even though I kind of agreed with him, however, no, I feel like that doesn't really happen. Maybe if, like, it was me that said I don't want to have kids, I might want to change my mind in 10 years because I'll be 35. But right. In 10 years, I'm going to be 55. No, bro, I'm not going to change my mind.
No, bro.
Sorry about it. but, yeah, so that kind of sucked. But anyways, what got me upset was that we finally see Xiomara, because I feel like she seemed very put together throughout this entire mm-hmm. breakup. She's been calm. She's been collected. And then she gets emotional during a part that I have to say was done very well, in a moment where you think of them.
Yes.
But specifically, like, what do? Can I? You don't want to watch the show. And I know that sounds so silly, but when you do something so routine-ish that mm-hmm. it hurts not to do that with the person that you want to, you know? And it was one thing after another. First with the egg rolls, ordering it the normal way that she likes to.
I know. And the lady even saying, like, oh, do you want it this way?
People knowing about you and your relationship, or at least your routines.
Right.
But when she cried, I cried. It's, man, because she didn't hide it. Because Jane came in, I feel like Zoe would usually like try to wipe mm-hmm. her tears and be strong, but she couldn't.
Exactly, because she's so taken aback and so distraught. You love someone, you don't know what to do. And I like how she said, I don't want to move ahead without him.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, being
that's
plural
the part
meaning.
That got me.
Yeah, right? Because she doesn't want to move ahead in the
world, and in the show.
Even though it was a show, we see that flashback and he's like, this is a horrible, you know, soap yeah. opera, like, blah, blah, blah. But
that's what
he
they
likes
did together,
yeah.
right. And it was, yeah. And something that, you know, you can discuss that's, like, dramatic, that doesn't have to do with your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what novelas are for, to allow us to escape, I guess, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're crazy.
They are crazy. But who's crazier is Rogelio's stalker. Oh, great. What are we going to do with this lady now?
She's...
Lola.
Paola Lola.
Paola Psych. Oh, yeah. Paola, a.k.a. Lola, a.k.a. the stalker from February 22nd, 2006, that was now released in 2016.
10 years later. I just... she, oh my God. Rogelio's so funny because he's always stuck on names, just like Paula said, like, oh, it's just practicing name dropping. So she totally name dropped on him and said, I worked for J-Lo.
Yeah.
And he bought it because he's so caught up in his, like, Twitter sphere and social media sphere. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Bubble.
That he, she got tricked.
She did.
I mean, he got tricked.
Yeah.
Yeah. She creepy. She changed the locks. She changed the password. She added extra deadbolts.
Oh, no. And then the bars. You know, I remember seeing a movie or something like that back in the day where there's women who, like, become obsessive like that, but not to her extent because she's in love with Rogelio because that's someone she spoke to, but it was, like, someone who was obsessed with, like, a character on a show but wouldn't see them as the real person. They're like,
oh,
like as if I were to find Zach Moore or Mark Paul Glossier and I was like, Zach, and just keep calling him Zach. Like,
that's really extra creepy.
Super creepy.
I think
creepy.
That's worse than, like,
what
the actual person.
Doing, right?
She is not my homegirl, okay?
She
no.
Please don't call her that. Okay, girl, my bad. But, no, yeah, so that was really nuts, especially the way that she sat down. And hopefully he has his phone on him or something. What a freak. I mean, in this situation...
He better have his phone on him.
In this situation, I'd knock a girl out even if I was a dude. I didn't mean to smile about that. Damn, James, I messed up, huh?
I like it. That's why we came in with Chris Brown, right?
Damn! I have no comments.
You know what? Our bad. And that's not funny at all, but we did just have to make a comment. I just thought it was funny,
but
references.
Listen,
this is in the past. We can joke about it now.
It's been a couple years.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if I was a dude and I was
her,
in a house
knock her ass
with a
out.
Crazier stalker.
Get out of here trying to put bars in my window and lock me up. That's,
I mean,
self-defense.
Haven't you seen, what is it, Obsessed, right? Wasn't that movie with Beyonce? And then the latest one with... What's her name? The wife, and she, like...
Ooh, no, I have not seen the latest one. Ollie Larder and Beyonce was in the first one. What a freak.
That was crazy. No, what? Oh, my God. What is this last... The latest one? Help me out.
I don't know. Oh. I don't think he knows either.
Damn it.
The one with J-Lo?
No.
That was enough. Yeah, that was crazy, because that was her husband, though.
Oh, my God. I'm going to Google this while we continue our talk.
Swim fan?
No, oh, that was creepy too.
No.
Oh my God, she like murdered her, like this guy that she was sleeping with too, and then came. Oh God, okay, I'll figure it out.
More stalkerness is what Francesca's speaking
about.
Yes,
craziness. I would knock a V out too. You know
what I'm saying? Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do. But what the funniest part is that we all know Rogelio's not going to do that because he's just going to be dramatic in some other type of way. He probably won't even think to use his cell phone because he'll kind of like the fact that he's in a situation like that.
Right? So he's going to come up with a new hashtag. Save Rogelio.
He's going to tweet. Yeah, he's going to tweet for help.
Help me. I am trapped in my house. And save Rogelio.
Right. Oh my God. Look, I'm trending, Paola.
No.
Yeah, that's crazy.
True.
I'm excited, but now that Lola's out, I'm excited for... I just wonder what Xiomara's reaction is going to be to his confession, his Scientology confession. What weirdos.
Yeah, that was weird for me. I was a little confused. Like, who was he talking to?
It's okay, so in Scientology, they pressure you to be in their religion by making videos of... I'm saying it like I'm so right.
I wikied this.
No, like, so then they make you do these like confessional videos, but apparently they hold it against you. So it's quite ridiculous. Mm. So he has these videos of these secrets, of these confessions, and one of them is like, the only true love that he's ever had was Xiomara, and I haven't stopped thinking about her since the last time I saw her, and so on and so forth. And but I just don't understand why he didn't want to show her. Like, he was like, okay, this was my big secret, but he showed one of a different secret that didn't really have anything, it didn't matter.
Yeah.
And the only thing I can think of is maybe he didn't want Xiomara to think like, oh, why didn't you come after me this whole time? Or I don't know, I don't get it. That's gonna blow up into something kind of great, kind of not. We'll see.
That's a great prediction.
Thanks. Quite broad.
It's gonna piss me off if I don't remember this name of this movie.
One last thing about name drops. It was really funny when they're talking about J-Lo, and he's like, I've mentioned that I'm friends with the writer. Like, oh, no. Gina Rodriguez is so funny.
She's great.
Why is she so real with her acting? Like, so real. She's like, oh, okay, nope, yep. You've told me before.
In the background.
Like, yesterday. Like, I think you texted me that. Like,
she's so good.
And I hope that was ad-lib.
Because, I bet you.
Yeah. But anyway, so enough of them. Now to the good stuff. And I'm going to go ahead and do some news and gossip without the little news and gossip.
Shoot.
I met Petra yesterday. I mean, yell. I met
so
her.
So jealous.
Oh, my, it was wonderful. I was working a in-style viewing, Oscar viewing party.
Oscars, yes.
And I'm walking around and I'm like, and she was right there. And I, guys, I like approached her and I introduced myself to her and I told her, I was like, I'm not going to lie, girl, I saw you. And I got angry for like 2 seconds. I was like, Petra, what are you doing here right now? Go take care of your babies and get away from Raph. But she was so sweet. She was like, oh my God, I promise I'm not a villain. I'm like, oh, I know. I love you with everything. Everything. She was beautiful. That girl got a booty and the most incredible
what
butt.
What was she wearing?
I mean, body. She was wearing a really beautiful, like, black and white striped dress. She was so wonderful. She was there with some friends. She was just, she was fabulous. She was so fabulous.
That's so awesome.
I loved it. So I talked to her, y'all, and I was like, so Yara called in. If you're trying to call in too,
yes.
You don't have, because it's late. It's a, we taped this really late, so sometimes it's difficult for us to get some of those guests to come in, guys. But hey, if you don't mind the calls, I'll try to get them. But anyway, so let's talk about Petra and Raph and how I'm very surprised that Petra is not giving in to Raph's vulnerability, even though you would think she would. But I guess she wants his love, but she needs it to be real. And then the theme of the night was, I am not a second-class citizen.
Second-class citizen. Yes. Well, really fast to go back with Rogelio and his
lovely stalker. You found out the movie? Stalker.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did find a Gone Girl.
Oh, she's not crazy. Yeah, but that was just on her own. That was, she was
true.
Being a weirdo.
That was, anyways, it was stuck in my head. No, but she even used that second class citizen line against to Rogelio against Jane.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Rogelio's so like, dee, 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 dee. And I know a lot of times it's a front, but that's what he plays with. He wouldn't have even thought to get upset at Jane for not coming.
Had that been stupid Lola?
If Paula Lola.
Paola Lola.
Didn't say something. But yeah, second class citizen was the theme of the night.
Wait, hold on. Because now I want to go on a point.
Touch
that
back?
You just,
okay.
Yeah.
Bring it on back.
Sorry, y'all. But that was actually really upsetting. And he kind of had a point, I feel like.
He did have a point.
When he said, I was hurt also, and I needed you tonight.
What do you do?
What do you
That's
do?
Why you don't.
But it's mom and dad. That's kind of not fair too, because she had to come back in. And what do you do when your mom's like crying and she never cries? Like, I'm sorry you can't be with him right now, but I'm going to go down the carpet with him right quick. So,
okay.
Just wait for the make rolls and you'll be good. Like, don't worry about it. All right?
Just here. Press play.
Let me press that for you, girl.
Okay, bye. Yeah,
that was sad.
Ziomara said later too, like, I apologize for putting you in that situation.
Right.
While she was eating some ice cream and wine, which sounds really good. Mm-hmm.
We're going to do that later.
Right? But, yeah, I mean, that's a tough situation. I don't think Rogelio would have really realized it if Paula hadn't said anything.
Yeah.
He was just kind of... I think
he was
more
dramatic,
bummed.
And he was victimizing himself for a
because
second.
Because Rolonio or Rogelionio or whatever the...
Rogeliano? Wait, what
No, he was... It was the hash. The new hashtag was like Rogelio like alone. Rogelion.
Oh my gosh.
He's like...
That's so stupid.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I mean, good stupid. Yeah. Okay, so back to Petra and Raph, and to Petra not taking advantage of Raph, but waiting for it to be real between them. I see what they have. I do. I get it.
Yeah. I mean, they were, just like we're talking about, you know, Xiomara and Rogelio and Michael and Jane.
They were first.
They were married.
Yeah.
They were married. Regardless of if he stole her from someone else or not, mm-hmm. They were married for X amount of years and they were trying to have kids. Didn't happen. Now they're having kids, not by his choice.
Mm-hmm.
And you want that fairy tale, just like all you guys out there want Jane and Michael. You want that fairy tale. But I got so scared that she was going to
let him kiss him.
Yes. And
they had that little moment and I can see why they would. And so my whole thing is that I always say like, no, because Petra doesn't deserve him because she cheated on Roman She cheated on Raph with Roman, Sazo. And then I was thinking...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him.
Yeah, but then I was thinking also, one, the way that their relationship started wasn't really on good terms. But then I guess she... Then we find out that she really did fall in love with him. And then she had to actually been in love with him, having gone through his entire cancer treatment with him.
Mm-hmm.
And that may have put a strain on the relationship because he changed a lot. And that could have been... Not that that's an excuse.
Right.
But I can see... That's maybe why she started cheating on him and, like, you know, going to someone who was going to give her the attention that she wanted. And now that all of this has happened, I can see them, like, kind of reconciling and making things better.
I know.
Not that that's what I want, but I don't know. I guess I'll accept it. But all of you guys, okay, how do you want to do this? I'll let you choose. Do you want to speak about Jane and Raph first or Jane and Michael first?
Ugh. Let's do Jane and Raphael first.
Okay.
Even though.
All right. So.
I'm not saving Michael and Jane for the best for last. But
yeah. But so then, okay. I just wanted to say that so I can do a nice little segue in a second.
Got it.
Raph and Petra, we'll see what happens with them. And I'm happy that he is devoted to her as possible. Even though I still think there might be a possibility once the babies are born that they're not Raph's. Which I don't, I mean, I still think he'll be there.
I never even thought about something like that.
I still think that he'll be there to take care of them because he said he would be, and they're not going to want to leave Petra alone. But
that's a good thought.
It is from the same clinic that messed up in the first place, right. And so on and so forth.
Yeah, because I can't, I mean, it's not that I can't. I don't want her to have his babies and have this, like, two separate families.
Because it's not families. Fair. Yeah. It's stupid. Even if Raph were to end up with Petra, that sucks. It's not fair to Petra that Jane got the first baby. And then for the and vice versa, it's not fair for Jane to end up with Raph, but then him having babies right. with the ex.
Bet.
Whatever. So then we have Jane and Raph, which Jane is still stern on. Or why don't we just talk about the three of them together, considering we had that lunch.
Oh, yes. Well, one line that Jane said to Raphael that, like, I was like, ouch. She said, I still love Michael, and I don't love anyone else.
Right.
To Raphael's face, like, ouch.
Yeah.
Really ouch.
And Michael, man, he trips me out. Don't think, just tell me, do you still love me? Here's the thing, though. She said, yes, and then the subtitle said, oh. I thought I heard no.
Oh. It said, oh, though.
Like, right before, like, mind you, like, had we not had the subtitle, we would have heard, but I...
Yes, no.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Well, I don't know. She just got, like, confused or was excited, but he asked her, and then she said it right away, and I was uncomfortable with them falling into it so quickly, and I know that all of you guys think that it's true and that it's meant to be, and that, yes, he was first, and he was loyal, and he waited for her, but I don't know. I literally feel like I sound stupid talking because I'm thinking, damn, they totally do belong together. But at the same time, what if it was just routine? Because they jumped back into that friendship and it was so easy to say I love you, and sometimes comfort is stronger than love. Mm-hmm. And their world has been so turned around. Like, what if that was just something normal for, like, a little bit?
Right, and you can't... Okay, they literally, from when he came over, they spent the whole night together, woke up on the swing, still... I didn't even think they went to sleep. They're just mm-hmm. talking. Same thing. That happened so fast that they fell right back into it. But yeah, it doesn't take... It takes more than 24 hours or less than 24 hours to get back in a groove, like... Oh, really fast, skimming down things. So-and-so died, and this happened, and this happened. Okay, happily ever after? No.
I mean, yeah.
No!
It can happen?
No.
Thank you. I love it. I'm going to be on your guys' side for now, but just know I'm rooting for her. It can happen. I get it. Especially after having been together for 2 years, and... Like I said, he was wonderful to her, and he's only tried to help... But I can't help, I know that this is stupid to say, but I can't help to think that the same way Raph may have been jealous, like, what if Michael was just like, man, someone else is not going to get that before me?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not. That's pretty bad to say. That's kind of mean. I'm sorry. But that could be it. But again, I really do think that they had become, like, best friends. And you can't say that they didn't because they never had sex. So right. technically, it's easy just to be friends with her. Whereas with Raph, I always love to remember the pool scene and them. I don't know, man. Raph broke my heart when he was, like, gonna cry. And I felt like when they argued, it was like a lover's quarrel. They always have these lover's quarrel. Like,
yes.
when you argue with someone out of love and, I don't know, and then she was so hurt when he was like, I don't want to be replaced. She had to hold it together, but she was happy. Okay, she really does think that she's in love with Michael right now.
She thinks it, yes. I mean,
she thinks. We're so rude.
I know, right?
You don't know, girl, okay?
I like Michael, and I like his character, but I don't know. He has been a little careless and reckless, you know, with his work and everything in the past. And I mean, I appreciate that he's saying, like, I'll quit my job for you. Like, I appreciate that being dedicated, but it just does, something just doesn't feel right. It doesn't connect. And with Raphael, yeah, like, you see it when, like, they, you know, argue in the pool, but then their child, mm-hmm. both, you know, it's their DNA, whether they had sex or not, their child does something, and then they, you know, feel joy mm-hmm. of a parent, which is, like, kind of still, like, touching.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I have a question for all of you. Do you think, okay, so when I see Raph look at Jane, I'm like, oh, I feel a lot, unless you guys just don't feel anything. I feel, like, realness. Oh, man, I'm feeling both of them right now, actually, because I'm thinking about both scenes. When Michael's looking at Jane, man, this sucks. When Michael's looking at Jane, I see something, but I just don't, it's just so platonic to me.
Yeah.
Whereas there's lust in between that, and maybe it's just the lust, and maybe that's what I'm, like, fiending for, but...
I know.
You know what I'm
saying? Okay. I know. They both, like, they... It's... One thing's true is they both love Jane. Now, Jane thinks she loves Michael, and she might love him because, like you said, like, they're,
the
like,
friendship,
best
yeah.
friendships. But, like, who is she really in love with? I don't think she really knows that yet.
Yeah.
And
I've been hurt before where you have to just drop it, and you're going to refuse it. Like, you're hurt, and you want to let it go, but that doesn't matter. Like, the heart wants what it wants. Like, hello, Selena Gomez said it. Hello. Come on. Jane, you always got my back, boo. Appreciate you. But, no, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what's frustrating.
Yeah.
It's so funny when it's two girls talking about it, because Sean's so level-headed, and we're just like, no!
Yes! one thing I'm worried about, though, is Raphael, and he... Okay, we see...
Him with the hooker.
Well, but I wasn't saying we...
She a hooker.
We see Michael, like, freak out in that whole thing where, you know, the... Mateo gets cut or whatever, yeah. and that's why Raphael doesn't like him. But Raphael has his own way of, like, kind of freaking out. And we see him starting to do that. He's like, okay, fine. Well, I'm just going to try to get Petra because I'm pissed off.
He's becoming
and
impulsive.
Then, right.
He's
and now I just want to talk to this hooker at the bar.
Going all back I know to is ways.
If there's another freaking pregnancy, I will kill everybody.
Yeah. And like, let's just hope that his sperm really is dead and that he can't produce more.
No.
I hope his swimmers are not working.
No
swim class. Even though they're in that swim class.
Where you at? Oh, there you go.
But we'll see. That is frustrating. I don't know. I know everyone. I wonder how... I really wish that I could hear all of you right now getting so frustrated with me. Like, no, Stephanie, you're stupid. It's Michael. Okay, I guess. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
I think.
No. Oh, brother.
Wait, can we talk about how funny that ad, though, for the Marbella? Like, you check in, but you'll never check out.
I know. Poor Marbella. I bet you, though, that's still good publicity.
That's great. I was thinking, like, oh, American
There's
Horror
no such
Story.
Thing as bad press.
You can bring a whole hotel, I mean, a TV show to your hotel.
Right? Anyway, so let's go into predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
A prediction just popped in my head. Jane can probably easily not love Raph because, one, he hurt her. And I don't think she was mistaken. She said, she's like, I was in love with you. She knows she was. And, like, we saw her outside of the door, like, hurt and just couldn't believe it. And then him and vice versa. And then I bet you, and then Petra gets pregnant. And they're just like, no, for what? Like, I'm not going to do that. I honestly, I would choose not to be in love with someone who is going to have, you know what I'm saying? That's just too much. Mm-hmm. However.
Baby daddy.
Baby daddy, right? And now Jane and Petra are like, kind of getting in it. They're going to get close. They're going to be together. We see that Petra goes into labor. What if Petra does give birth and they see the babies and they're like, oh my God, it's not. It's actually, it's Aaron Sazo's kids. Like someone, one of our YouTube viewers commented that. They said that.
That'd
like,
be crazy.
Because they had sex when she was trying to escape. Remember when he like kidnapped her to get the thing?
But wasn't he dead for a long time when she artificially inseminated herself?
Was he?
I feel like he
was. The second one? I'm talking about the second, the twin.
Yeah, I still feel like he was gone.
There was time in between? Whatever.
Maybe, but that would be a crazy twist.
Okay, but even if it wasn't... Totally, yeah. I know. But even if it wasn't, let's say if it was someone else's sperm by accident and they noticed it, I could see Jane being like...
Oh, shoot.
I could be with him.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
You know?
I agree.
And that would maybe change things. And then Michael just would be all screwed up all over again. And I think that maybe Michael needed this closure because he needed to be able to lose her in not such dramatic circumstances.
Right,
like,
right.
It needed to be on their terms, not because something crazy happened out of mistake. I think that's really what it is for everyone. I think it's just the closure and the unfairness and, you know... Yeah.
Yeah. No, I still think something crazy is going to happen because Mooter's still out there.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And it's going to affect Jane, obviously, the show's Jane the Virgin. Mm-hmm. So it's going to affect her and it will in turn affect Michael or Raphael.
Even though he said he's going to quit his job, like, who knows? Because they could still use him for something. Well, but at the end of the day, that Mooter's technically Raph's mom, so...
Yeah.
They're both tied.
They're both... Exactly. So that's why I kind of was excited for her to be dating her
teacher,
her professor. Counselor, teacher, whatever, because it was like a break from the constant back and forth between Michael and Raphael.
Mm-hmm.
Because she doesn't know what she wants. Mm-hmm. I don't think she genuinely knows. Actually, I do think she genuinely knows, and it's Raphael.
I know. I think subconsciously too, and that is just the right choice seems to be Michael, and because you. As a woman, you know, you're told you need to be with someone who is going to respect you and who's going to love you and who's mm-hmm. going to do this and that. And all she can think about is like, no, that's Michael. And I do love him and he deserves it.
And my dad loves him.
But that doesn't matter sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Raph's allowed to make a mistake. God, you know Raph is just kicking his own ass. Like, I can't believe it.
He really messed up.
He did.
I really feel, though, that Jane... That's why I like she was dating teacher because she should just be focusing on... Mateo instead of going back and forth with them. I don't know.
What else do you think is going to happen, though? I'm hoping something like that happens between her and Petra having the baby. And then we'll see what Rogelio is going to tweet.
I feel like they can become really good friends. And we see it, like, kind of inch there sometimes and then come mm-hmm. back. But Petra knows Raphael is in love with her. And so I think she's going to get over that. And either she's going to go back to... being sneaky and trying to be manipulative or conniving.
She's gonna turn into Magda.
Oh God! Blech. Or they're gonna form this really close friendship, and it's just gonna be awkward for everyone.
I know. I'm like, I really do love Petra. Now that I've met her or Yael, I'm like super biased, and I'm like, oh my God, you're amazing.
She's amazing. I think she got the bad rap because of her mom for sure.
Yeah,
definitely.
And she turned that way because mm-hmm. of her mother as well. So mm-hmm. it is what it is. Okay, I guess that's it. I hope that was a nice little recap for all of you. Francesca, where can we find you on Twitter?
Yes, thanks for having me, guys. Of course. Twitter, Instagram, XOXOCESCA, and I'll see you guys next week.
Excellent. Thank you again for joining us. Thank you all so much for watching. We love you with all our hearts. Make sure to tweet at Petra, a.k.a. Yael, to see if maybe she wants to holler at us on AfterBuzz TV.
Call me.
You can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgine, on Instagram at TheStephanieGeorgine. We will see you next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.